I don't
so
know
this one is running.
I'm not sure what this one is supposed to
be. I don't know. It looks like it's standing still,
but
me.
It's not doing anything. Turn it on record. Same thing on the
yeah,
VCR.
Yeah, this one is
it's on record.
It's but not. There's no red light on the front, Nils.
Stand by. Record.
So there you go.
There it is.
That all one's right. not recording.
Is this one on?
No.
You tell me. So, kids, the situation is this. We're going to be...
Yes, Dad.
This is at the end of day six, okay? And we're going to be talking about what's happening. And, if you want to see something previously...
That one recording?
You know, whatever you want to see on the display, tell me. You know, but mainly we're trying to discuss what's happening and how to fix it.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll be useless. Should I do the sound
you
mark?
You should at least say something. Do the sound mark for us.
Okay. That can be my contribution. I may leave at 3:25.
Whatever,
so.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay, dude. So here's our situation right now. The no pen line is right here. This blue-red line. You see it? And we've had reports of this cavalry unit crossing the line. Thus far, nobody else has crossed over. But this is the situation now. So... Comments, questions, anything you want to know.
How did they get through?
How did they get through? There was nothing defending them. You'll note, all we have here is one cavalry unit. They're pretty far away. I mean, we don't...
Do we even know they're coming through?
Do we even know they're coming through? Well, we reported them here yesterday, here today, and we've last sighted them, you know, in our area down here. You know.
So what kind of deployment are we taking to head off... This encirclement.
That's what you're here to decide.
Oh, we're here to decide.
Yeah, I mean, this is the situation as it is now. We also have reports of what the situation was as late as 6 days ago, and we can show that whole animation.
And what's our readiness status?
Our readiness status down here or up in the side here.
Oh, those guys are toast down here.
I don't know if they're doing anything over here.
Well, what's the
here? Let's.
I'm worried about the. End around that's doing an encirclement.
The end around. Well, let's see.
Right at the moment, you have to cut off. It's best to cut off the snake's head, then the rest of it's easier to deal with.
What is the date of information of the location of the red units on the right side?
This is current. This is as of 2 hours ago.
As of 2 hours ago.
And now if you'd like to see the whole. I mean, this is the activity as it. This is as it was 6 days ago. Mm-hmm. Okay? Play. And here's how. Now you see they're just sort of moving around here.
Uh-huh.
You know, but really it seems like they're bringing down their artillery up and across. Here comes the cavalry down here. And all of a sudden we've got this column that's sort of, you know, here's their air defense. Mm-hmm. They've got a concentration of air defense here and a concentration of air defense here, and there's another guy up in here that you can't see.
So it seems like we need to take out the air defense there and kill the snake's head there.
Why do we care about the air defense?
Because if we move
the range of the air defense, the firing range,
straight up.
Give me the firing range for this unit. Show me the firing range for this unit. Show me the firing range. Oh, that's lovely.
Who developed this technology?
Yeah, that was me.
I'm assuming that those air defense units are deployed to cover the next operation.
Well, let's see how that is. Place the air defense units in a table. Add the SAM units to the table. Add firing range to the table. So, this unit here, he has a firing range of 60,000 feet. I'm guessing this is what this means.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he can pretty much cover the whole area.
Yeah.
I mean, the only one that's limited, it seems, is this AAA battery down here.
Oh, right. He's probably attached to an army unit.
Add affiliation to the table. He's affiliated with the 1st. Division, which is somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any TAC air support.
TAC air support, meaning what kind of units are we talking about?
Just in general.
Fixed wing.
Fixed wing? I mean, yeah, all we've got is, we only have reports of rotary wing.
No, what do we have?
Oh, what do we have? You see what we have.
I don't see any TAC air.
That's true. We don't have any.
Oh, then why are we worrying about air defense? I'm worried
that
about that.
That's his idea.
Well, I think we should worry about the...
artillery is the... That's my thing. Cause
well, okay, well...
The behavior of the air
focus on the
units.
Artillery units.
Okay.
So here's all the artillery. We've got one here.
Yay.
One, two, three, four.
Well, so
his heaviest artillery concentration is on the left.
Yeah, his heaviest artillery concentration is on the left, but I have to believe they can put shells on us.
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
From any of those positions, maybe with the possible exception of this position.
It depends on what he's got.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what his equipment is.
What his equipment is.
Yeah,
add these units to the table. Show equipment in the table. Add equipment to the table. Hundred and fives and 152s.
Oh, okay.
And lots of them. You'll note.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but which is the one that's up at the top?
The one that's up at the top?
Yeah, that one.
He's got 8 152s.
Oh, okay. No biggie there. We need to take out those artillery units.
Which, again, the ones here.
Yeah, the ones here and that one up there.
Well, I certainly don't like seeing those two
armor units
on the left defending in the mountains. That there should be infantry over there. But
there is one infantry right here.
Yeah, and he's engaged.
He's engaged, it looks like. But I wonder, I mean, they've been making noise over here the last 6 days, and they have yet to cross.
Oh.
And it seems like they really want to move down here.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
I mean, this detachment here, I mean, this guy yesterday was down here.
Yeah, he...
With the rest of them, and he just detached yesterday and came up north. I mean, the same with these mechanized infantries here. They were down here. They just detached.
Yeah.
They just chopped off.
What's the size of those mechanized infantry units?
Size?
Their battalion? Company?
What echelon?
Yes, I know. How do I get that?
Show the echelon on the table.
No, we don't have that on the table.
It's not oh, wait, yes. Place these units in a chart. Oh, that's a loggy and a mechanized infantry company. So it's not that large, but still. The point is, they're coming. I mean, this guy has, what? The infantry company that's coming over, for some reason, is listed as zero combat power.
Hmm.
But, who knows? and the log department is coming over. That also says to me, given that they're bringing their loggies up this way, that says to me that they're coming here. And if they're moving log logistics as well
okay.
as...
So that's probably just an escort, then.
It could very well be.
Okay, that's mech-inf there, right?
Mechanized infantry, we've got...
What's in this conglomeration right there?
Okay, let's see. Clear the table. Remove all units from the table.